Hashem set up the world in a way whereby we create our own realities based on our thoughts, beliefs, and feelings. Whether we know it or not, we are constantly bringing things about in our life that are matching our thoughts, beliefs, and feelings. I know it's hard to believe, but we're going to see how true it is. Okay, so let's start explaining, what does it mean our thoughts create our reality? What does that mean? So what we have to know about thoughts is that whatever we think about, we bring about. Okay, our brain could be compared like to a computer. Whatever you think is like what you're typing into the computer. Okay, so you're typing it into the computer because you're thinking it, and then it gets printed out into reality. It's like a printer. Whatever goes in the computer, when you print it out, you'll print out exactly what you typed. The reality of your life will match exactly what you think. The word diber, dalet beis reish, to speak, if you change around the nekudos, it's davar, thing. The things that we speak, which is based on what we're thinking, right? We speak what our thoughts are. That turns into davar, dvarim. It turns into things. Because why? Because we have itself, we're each etzelem Elokim. And that means that we have somewhat of Hashem's kochos. And Hashem, how did he create the world? How did he create all the things in nature? By speech. Right? Vayomer Elokim, vayihyar, he spoke it. And so we have to realize that the things that we're thinking and the things that we're saying, you know, as a result of what we're thinking, are creating worlds. We have some of that potential that Hashem has, we have that potential to create realities with our words and with our thoughts. So just like a lot of us are very careful with the things that we put into our mouth, and we're so careful with the things that we spend, how much money we spend, and we're so careful and deliberate and thoughtful about so many things, we have to learn to be careful with our thoughts. Because like I said, whatever you type into that computer, it's getting printed out. Your thoughts are your computer. Your brain is your computer. Your thoughts are the things that you're typing into your brain. Okay, so just, and I'll give you some examples, but you don't have to worry about implementing this yet. I'm just explaining the concepts to you now first. The thought that, let's say you're going on a trip and my child is gonna for sure misbehave today. That thought will come out into reality. That thought will make it that even if your child does something nice, you'll interpret it as negative because you already decided your kid is gonna misbehave. Your thoughts create your reality. So it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So you would wanna pivot, and we're gonna learn about pivoting. We're gonna learn how to turn from the old thoughts to better thoughts. A pivot line would be, my child is becoming more positive and respectful every day. Another example. The thought that I won't be able to control what I eat over Yontif, let's say, right? That thought will manifest itself. So instead, you want to say something like, I am a health conscious person and I eat the foods that support my well-being the most. Or some sentence, some mantra. We're going to learn how to create these mantras to pivot away from our old thoughts and create new thoughts. Another example, I noticed I think I'm addicted to my phone. And I can't stand it. And I keep in my brain without even thinking I'm addicted to my phone. We have to pivot away from that, right? And we have to say something like, I'm in control. I'm totally in control of my phone usage. Just saying that sentence, even if it's a current lie, as you say these things, they start manifesting into reality. They attract solutions, opportunities, people, things to help you get into the state that you want to get to. Okay. That's thoughts. Let's go to beliefs. Okay, what do we mean that beliefs create a reality? So a belief is a thought that has been thought so many times that it forms itself into like a philosophy that you live by, subconsciously or consciously. Okay, so if you think something over and over and over again, you attract more things that prove that that thought is right, and it becomes like a belief that's deeply rooted in you. So for example, I met someone recently and she said to me, this world is a scary place, she said to me. And I cringed. And I'm like, no, you can't say that. Like that's not a good belief to have, because you're gonna keep attracting scary things that match up with you. Your beliefs create your life. So like, if you're believing something subconsciously without knowing it, it will keep manifesting. And that's why I'm here, because we wanna get aware and conscious and deliberate about the thoughts and beliefs that we're upholding, okay? So like, what would I say instead of that idea that this world is a scary place? I would say a statement whenever my brain goes to that anxiety feeling of like this world is scary. I would say something like, wherever I go, I am protected in Hashem's loving arms, which is really the truth, right? Which is the real spiritual truth that Hashem is always taking care of me. And I'm like a nursing baby in my mother's arms in this world. That's really the reality of it, right? So another example, a belief somebody might have. I had a client who was depressed. She thought she needed meds. And she, really what we discovered is that she's telling herself that nothing goes right for me. Now, of course, that's coming from already from a little girl when she got bullied in school, whatever it is. But she carried that throughout her life. Nothing goes right for me. Of course she's depressed, right? So a tool that I'm going to teach you also is called lofty questions. I had her ask a new question every morning. She wakes up and she asks the question, why does everything go so right for me? Why does everything go so well for me today? And by the end of that, we did that first week. And by the end of that week, everything was different because she asked a different question and it created new evidence that supported that question. So it started to uproot her old belief. Right. Okay, so we're going to talk more about beliefs. No worries. Don't get overwhelmed. Just giving you a background. Okay. Feelings. Feelings, okay, are very important because when you feel good, things go smoothly in your life. Good morning. If you wake up and you're happy and you're feeling good, that's the morning that everything is moving, flowing beautifully. Things are just going well for you. One appointment leads to the next. You're singing in your car. You're singing in the shower. Your kids are behaving, right? All of a sudden, everything's going well. When you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, bam, your coffee spills, the carpool's here, your kid's not ready, you're screaming and you don't want to be, right? You got a ticket, you got into a fender bender. All these things happen, right? Our feelings attract things. And it's not just for logical reasons, like, well, if you're in a good mood, of course things will go better. There's actually a real magic reason. It's a spiritual magic involved here. It's called Habotayach Bahashem Chesed Yisovevenu. You trust that things are going to go well, you expect positive, you get surrounded by Chesed. And also, science backs this up, by the way, because this whole concept out there in the world of this, the law of, it's called the law of attraction, that whoever I am inside attracts things on the outside. Science is backing it up. Quantum physics, okay, is the study of this whole concept. Quantum physics is the study of tiny matter particles that are inside atoms, okay? And we're told that everything in this world, our feelings, an object, anything, a person, everything is made up of energy waves that vibrate. And our emotions are vibrating. And that vibration attracts, it emits signals that attract people, things, and experiences to us that match that same vibe that we're on. So it's really like a magnetic pull. If I'm vibrating at a high frequency because I'm feeling good, my feelings will go out and bring to me matching situations that feel good as well. Like, and they say the lingo is like attracts like. So within, so without. However I am inside is what I'm going to get more of on the outside. Okay, so that's the foundation of this class. The premise is that we create, Hashem gave us the ability to create our realities. Okay, now of course, there are things that Hashem will not deliver us things exactly the way we want them to be. But we're going to get into that in greater detail. But to a very large extent, we are the creators. Hashem handed us the steering wheel to steer our life in the direction that we want to go in. And we have to learn how. We're going to learn about all the kochos that we could utilize to make that happen. It's something I can't convince you of. It's something you're going to have to try it out, and you're going to see it in your own life. You're going to see how it improves your life. Okay, so just a few Torah sources for this. And I just want to, before I give the Torah sources, I want to say that, so, you know, like I said, in this class, we're going to learn how to become a deliberate creator. We're going to learn to become aware of our thoughts, beliefs, and feelings and change them according to how we want to live. And that will end up making us much happier people in general. Even if, and I always say, like, if there are skeptics out there, even if you don't believe in all this, you're still going to be happier practicing these tools. It's still going to make your life better doing all the things that I'm teaching you. So, hey, at the end of the day, we all just want to be happy. That's the bottom line of why you want everything that you want. So I can, you're going to get happy just by doing all these things. Okay. And also what you have to know is that, we say, like, nobody has the perfect life, right? I don't know. I don't know. I almost don't agree with that. Like, okay, perfect. No, we all are here to work and to grow, and we're all going to experience challenges to get us there. But I do believe there are people who have it much, much easier. And the reason for that is that they had childhoods that could have been close to perfect, and they were given messages like, you're worthy and you're important and you're worthy of good things happening to you, and you're special. And they were built up, and they were treated in a certain way, and maybe they didn't go through tragedies or crises when they were little, and they had more of a magical childhood. And that's just going to naturally lend itself to manifesting a better life. Because when a child is not in such a good, and no one has a perfect situation. Our parents are not perfect. Our teachers weren't perfect. Our siblings weren't perfect. Our life circumstances weren't perfect. We went through things. We were living, right? We were alive. So, but you have to know that the easier it was for you as a child, it's going to be easier for you to be a natural manifester now as an adult. Even if you don't know this, even if you don't know all this, you still could have a very easy life just because those beliefs are already the good beliefs, the good thoughts, the good feelings have been in you for so long, they're manifesting themselves naturally without even knowing all this. You understand? But the people, when we have a harder time, we have to realize there's beliefs that are stuck inside of us when we're little. There's thoughts, there's feelings that are not so good. And so for those of us that went through all, more stuff, it takes a little more work. But either way, I'm going to teach you easy, fun ways, so no worries. Okay. Now, Torah sources for this. I taught a Tehillim class called Tehillim, and I noticed that every single perek had manifestation in it. David HaMelech could be in the most dangerous situation. Shaul is about to kill him, and he's saying, "Nirana Nabishua Secha, I am going to rejoice in your Yeshua." But you're in the middle of getting killed. Why are you talking about your Yeshua? He's prophesizing positivity. The whole Tehillim, he's in the dangerous situation. He talks about how it feels to be in that dangerous situation, and then he veers into prophesizing positive expectations and building up his trust that good things are coming to him. Different sentences that he tells us, he teaches us in Tehillim. Yihi chasdecha Hashem aleinu ka'asher yichalnu lach. He says to us, the chesed that Hashem gives us is going to be according to how much you expect it to happen to you. Okay, so if I believe that the world is a scary place, I'm in trouble, right? I believe I'm being taken care of and nurtured by Hashem in the most miraculous ways. I will keep on seeing the evidence of that in my life. So that's one parak says that. Another, elsewhere we see Hashem tzilcha. Hashem is our shadow, okay? Meaning, Hashem is saying, you decide how you want things to be. However you are inside yourself, that's what I will bring you. And there's a very important reason for this. It's because in order for us to grow spiritually, Hashem is bringing us outer situations in our life to mirror where we're holding inside. So if I'm having a hard time setting boundaries, let's say, with my child or with anyone, right? Hashem is showing you need to work on your confidence as a mother, let's say, right? You need to work on knowing that your word needs to be the final word in this house, and that you're worthy of having expectations, and that your children can handle disappointment, right? Anything that comes to us is there to mirror something in our inner world that needs up leveling, healing, and growing. And so Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is our shadow. He's just mirroring back to us who we already are. And he's bringing us life events and opportunities and circumstances and people and experiences to mirror back to us who we are inside. This is an amazing concept that will change your life, because there's no blaming anyone anymore. It's all about personal accountability, and it's not personal blame. It's accountability, it's empowerment. It's, I could change this. I created this, and I can change this, right? I co-created this. I invited this into my life, and through my thoughts, feelings, beliefs, behaviors, I can change it. It's very empowering. Account, the word accountable is not blame. The word accountable means I can now know that I had a part in this, and now that I know what my part is, I can change it. I'm empowered. Okay. We say also, "Bederach she'adam rotzeh leleich molichin oso." The ways that we want to go, that's the way Hashem sends Malachim to guide us into those directions. Okay, there's endless sources for this concept, for this idea. Endless. Okay, I could go on forever. I'm just going to leave it at that for now.